From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Pope celebrates Mass in Cuba, speaking to tens of thousands in Havana's Revolutionary Square. Pope Francis warned Cubans on the danger of ideology. The Pope later paid a visit to former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at his home in Havana. West African negotiators announced a plan Sunday to end the crisis in Burkina Faso, where a military coup overthrew the transition civilian government last week. The proposal would restore civilian authority but offer amnesty to the coup leaders. Presidential and parliamentary elections set for October 11th would be held sometime before November 22nd. Candidates loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré, who were excluded from the October election, would now be allowed to run. Greece's New Democracy Party has conceded defeat in Sunday's elections, congratulating former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras on his win and urging quick action to form a new government. The concession by challenger Vangelis Mimarakis came about an hour after polls closed and two key exit opinion surveys showed Tsipras's leftist Syriza party with a narrow lead. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States to 100,000 annually in 2017. Kerry spoke in Berlin.
I'm pleased to announce today that the United States will significantly increase our numbers for refugee resettlement in the course of this next year and the year after.
Earlier Sunday, Austria said 11,000 migrants crossed into the country from Hungary. This is VOA News.